It's time for Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
And Ryan, we wrap up our series on ketosis. Previously, we've discussed detection and treatment, but not so much about prevention.
Yeah, so really, you know, testing, monitoring, and treatment are really only half the battle. Really, the long-term conversation needs to be talking about prevention. How can we prevent ketosis? And ketosis really comes from one of two places. It's what I refer to as kind of like pre-ketosis in the close-up phase, 3 weeks before they calve, or they make it through the close-up phase just fine, and then they calve just fine, and then they get ketosis after they're fresh. So we always have to think, every time we find a fresh cow with ketosis, where did it come from? Did she have a problem in the close-up dry group that led her to this ketosis when she was fresh? Or is it solely a fresh cow problem? And when we do an investigation there, we can take blood samples from our fresh cows and blood samples from our close-up dry cows that are within a couple weeks of calving. And then we can send them off to the lab and have them tested. For their dry cows, we look for our NEFA, N-E-F-A, our NEFA levels. For our fresh cows, we look for our BHBA levels. And if we get the results back, we're going to get them back in one of three situations. They're going to say, your dry cows have low NEFA levels, meaning your close-up dry cow ration and housing is not the problem. And then they're going to come back with high BHBA levels in the fresh cows, and we'll say, okay, there's the problem. Another option can be they come back with high NEFAs and high BHBAs. Now we know that we have to focus that the ketosis is not only in the fresh cow period, it's also starting. We have to go back to the dry cow period. We have to look at the dry cow diet. We have to look at dry cow housing, overcrowding, bunk space, lying space, all that kind of stuff. Or it'll come back that it's, you know, clean in both and that we've really got the ketosis well managed. But that's digging back into step one of figuring, if I have a problem with ketosis on my farm, where is it coming from? We have to look at the pre-fresh cows and the post-fresh cows and determine where the problem's really starting. The other thing just to be aware of as well is, you know, some cows will relapse, and it can be frustrating for producers if they find a cow that's got ketosis and they treat her, and then they check her a week later and she's relapsed with ketosis again, and they treat her again, and then maybe they check her a third time and sure enough she's got it. And those cows that have this constant relapse, and we call them refractory to treatment, or that they're not responding like we would expect to treatment, and that is typically a result of fat infiltration into the liver, and we call that fatty liver syndrome. So kind of in the veterinary world, if we have a cow that we describe as refractory to three treatment sets, that means we treat her, she relapses, we treat her, she relapses, we treat her, she relapses, we call that cow fatty liver just by the clinical assessment that she's refractory to three treatments. Fatty liver cows can be very, very difficult to resolve. Most cows, 50 to 75% of cows, are going to require one or two treatment sets, and then they're going to recover, and they'll go on to have a normal productive lactation. But every now and then, we do get a percentage that are fatty liver cows that are very hard to.
You know, you hear about the keto diet for humans.
Yeah, the keto diet for humans and the cows with ketosis are the exact same metabolic process. People who are doing that back in the day, it was popular, the ketosis diet, they were actually ketotic. If they would do a urine test strip just like we use on the cows, it would turn bright purple just like the cows. And they were actively ketotic due to essentially a carb limit of their diet. They were so short on carbohydrates and blood sugars because they had such a high protein diet that they actually became ketotic. And I really can't comment on the health effect for humans, but I can tell you ketosis, it does not have a positive health effect on cows. But essentially, metabolically, the cause is similar.
Your liver, thyroid, gallbladder, it's all taking a hit when you have keto.
Yeah, I mean, I think the body just has a normal state that it likes to be in. And that's when all your blood parameters are normal. And ketosis is definitely not a normal blood state. It means that something's out of whack there and that these ketone bodies are elevated. And it's usually a sign of some type of metabolic dysfunction that's causing that derangement in the blood chemistry.
Well, it sounds very common for the dairy producer out there. So obviously dealing with it, you've got to talk to your veterinarian and your nutritionist, just like a lot of the other issues that you have on the farm.
It is very common, especially in the dairy industry, and it's just a simple result of the fact that our modern-day cows have been bred over generations and generations to produce so much milk that their caloric demand in the milk production just outstrips what their normal daily intake is for calories. We don't generally see ketosis in beef cows. We just don't, because they're able to maintain their caloric needs with their dry matter intake because they just have a lower production of milk.
Our thanks to Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. If you'd like to ask Ryan a question, email him at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.